Thanks for coming in, Mr. Mahoney. Do you have your member ID card?
Yep, I have it right here in the FEP Blue app. See?
Great.
It's awesome. The app can also help me find a provider and keep tabs on my deductibles.
Okay, can I...
Oh, yeah, and my out-of-pocket spending and visit limits, and I can call the nurse line.
I'm really glad it does all that, but I only need to see your member ID card.
Oh, that's it? Why didn't you say so?
Fearless is just one tap away. With the new FEP Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you can access your health benefits on the go. Download it now at fepblue.org/app.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Your team every day, no question. Your team is the Detroit Lions, and we welcome you to another edition of Locked On Lions on Halloween, Monday night, October 31st, and a Tuesday, November 1. We turn the page at the halfway point in the NFL regular season. Matt Derry with you on the Locked On Podcast Network, talking Lions football with you. Thanks for listening on iTunes, audioboom.com. Love being a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Heck, we even got a mention in the SI.com media column this week for being an up-and-coming and the largest growing sports podcast network in the country. So shout out to David Locke and the folks that run our bosses here at Locked On Podcast Network. Got so much good stuff going on right now. Locked On Fantasy Football with Vinny Iyer. Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Locked On Pistons with Dan Feldman. A lot of news with KCP. Will he sign a long-term deal or not? You get all that right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. All right, coming up on the Lions program today, Jim Caldwell speaks. I'll tell you what he had to say today. In continuing to defend himself over yesterday's atrocities that took place down in Houston as the Lions fell by 7 and now sit at 4-4. Also, some of your Facebook messages, hilarious stuff. Some of your comments to me will be read as well in regards to yesterday's fourth quarter. Really yesterday's second half and a couple of moves that Caldwell made. We discussed many of those on yesterday's podcast. I want to dive into what he had to say today and also give you some stats. I'll give you some numbers because the Lions are a part of an NFL group, a big NFL group. It's called the 1 week we're a playoff team, 1 week we should fire the coach. And that group is so big, I think it's one of the many reasons why numbers around the NFL for TV ratings are down. Last night's Game 5 of the World Series on Fox between the Indians and the Cubs outrated Sunday Night Football on NBC between the Cowboys. All right, this wasn't the Texans. This wasn't the Chargers. The Cowboys, America's team in Philly. And that hasn't happened in a long time where football outrated the NFL. Locked On Lions today brought to you by our good friends at SeatGeek. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets and use the promo code LOLIONS to get $20 off your first purchase. And by Brandon Shea and the folks at CJ Pub, the newest, the best sports bar in Shelby Township. CJ Pub at Mound and M59. The place is fantastic. All right, as far as the Lions are concerned, yesterday's loss, 20-13, there was no way. There was no way that the Lions were actually going to see their head coach today get up on the podium on a Monday at his usual 12:15 weekly presser. There was no way Jim Caldwell was going to apologize. There was no way that Jim Caldwell was going to step forward and go, you know what, I made some mistakes. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done that. You know what? I look back at the film. Probably shouldn't have kicked that onside kick. Put it on me. Okay, Jim Caldwell did not do it. And as all the writers wrote today, Paula and Kyle and Dave and Justin, the four beat writers that cover the team, and then certainly Tim and O'Hara and those guys too, they all wrote the same thing. You know, given a chance to sleep on it. Given a chance to pore over the film. What was Jim Caldwell going to say? Well, he defended himself and said, yes, quote, if you kick it deep, we're talking about the onside kick here, with 3 minutes to go and all three timeouts, cutting it to a 7-point game. If you kick it deep, quote, and they run the ball exactly the way they did, the game still ends, Caldwell said. All they had to do was get two first downs with the timeouts that we had and the game's over with. So we decided, let's see if we can give ourselves a chance, and the numbers were good. Our defense still had an opportunity. We've stopped them in those situations before, either kick a long field goal or punt. We don't feel it's any less just in terms of the opportunity that they had. Now, the key line in there was Caldwell said, give ourselves a chance. So we decided to give ourselves a chance. No, you can't say you're giving yourselves in the defense a chance when the defense doesn't feel you as the head coach are giving them a chance. Caldwell later on in the day when discussing the defense said he thinks the defense is trending in the right direction. That's one day after he tried an onside kick. Because why? Because he didn't think they were good enough. Don't tell me that you're going to, you know, we're giving ourselves a chance. If you say you're giving yourselves a chance, that means you don't think your defense can give you a chance. If you're onside kicking, that means you don't think the defense can get a stop deep in Houston territory at all. What you're saying is, we better try an onside kick because that unit of 11 guys can't stop them. So the chance he's saying he's giving his team is the onside kick, not kicking it deep and saying, defense, you're getting better. You're trending upward. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth. If you're a defensive player on this team, and these guys have all defended Jim Caldwell. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be screaming and getting all riled up here. I'm trying not to get this way. But it doesn't sound like a guy that knows what he's talking about. Think about it. If you think the defense is trending upward, let me get this quote one more time. The defense is trending in the right direction. Trending in the right direction. If the defense is trending in the right direction, then you kick the ball deep. Then you kick off, you use your timeouts, and you think that this trending in the right direction unit can get a stop. But when you kick it short, you look disorganized doing it. Yeah, you might have the numbers 4-3. Okay, but you had Quandre Diggs, Brandon Copeland, Miles Killebrew, and Don Carey lined up against three Texans. Put Golden Tate out there. Maybe he'll catch the ball. Or Theo Riddick and try to sneak them out there on the kick coverage. Miles Killebrew is going to make that play? The guy can't play defense yet. Brandon Copeland's going to leap into the air and get an onside kick? It doesn't make any sense. Well, we had the numbers. But you weren't ready. It didn't look prepared. You had three timeouts and 3 minutes left. You just cut it to a one-score game. This still doesn't make any sense to me. And if you're the defense, and now Caldwell's saying our defense still had an opportunity, well, they're running out there with their shoulders shrugged like, oh, great. We got to stop them at our 40 now? Thanks, coach, for having some confidence in us. You think the defense is going to go out there and be fired up after the coach basically said, guys, we need to try an onside kick because these dudes can't get it done. Oh, and they're just going to run out there fired up? No. Actions speak louder than words. The coach's actions were, y'all ain't good enough to get a stop. So that's why I'm trying to kick. Onsides. So then you're going to double down and go, well, come on, guys, make a play for me. No, you just onside kicked and told them, F you, you're not good enough. Does this make any sense to you guys? Tweet to me, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, also on Facebook, the Matt Derry fan page. We'll get to some of that in a sec. We'll get to some of those coming up. Seriously, it doesn't make any sense. I think what I'm saying makes sense. You can't tell the defense, guys, you're really trending in the right direction. But 2 minutes later, you kick the ball hoping Brandon Copeland, Quandre Diggs, Matt Derry are going to get the onside kick. Right? I don't see how that makes any sense. I don't see the logic there at all. And this is one of the things that fans have had an issue with the head coach Jim Caldwell for quite some time and continue to have issues with for quite some time. Is that you guys do not believe that Jim Caldwell is the right guy and you've had enough. This has continued to make people crazy. In-game management has been blundered time and time again. Going back to his days in Indianapolis when he called timeout to allow Nick Folk to kick a game winner for the Jets in a playoff game, in a wild card game. Going back to last season when he said, we were thinking the Packers are going to do that back and forth type of thing. When in reality, everybody in the stadium but him knew that a Hail Mary was coming. The lack of balls in Dallas to go for it on fourth down. Not using your timeouts properly. And now this one this week makes not throwing the challenge flag, this isn't the first time. The double clutching of the challenge flag on the DeAndre Hopkins play, when clearly two refs had differing, a side judge and a back judge had differing opinions yesterday. Let's bring in the third party, the league, the replay center in New York to decide. This is why a lot of you have tuned out. This is why a lot of you are waiting for him to go. And at 4-4, he has an average football team. Now, it's not all his fault. This team at one point won three straight games and was over 500 at 4-3 with a lot of guys out. And yesterday, no Darius Slay. Ziggy Ansah is not 100% and hasn't been all year. No DeAndre Levy. Ebron's been out. Reef was sick yesterday. Riddick's been out. So he's kept it together. But boy, oh boy, yesterday's game management was just something left to be desired. Big time. Guys, we got NBA coming up. It's back. Hockey season in full force. You want to go see the Pistons and Wings. You want to go see the Lions when they get back into town in a couple of weeks. Get your tickets at SeatGeek, all right? SeatGeek.com, the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season, right? There's nothing like being in the stadium or the arena for the biggest plays of the year. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the seats you want for a great value. Now, I've got the SeatGeek app on my phone. Really, it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets, all right? I can be anywhere, in the car, whatever. And with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats for any of the games this weekend, any shows that are coming up at all. It's awesome, all right? Best of all, every ticket you buy in SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. They go through multiple sites. They get you the best prices. And the great thing is it's a really easy app and easy website to navigate through. Not a lot of bleeps and giggles. It's awesome. All right, my listeners, you guys listening on Locked On Lions, get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. How do you do it? It's simple. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app. Go to the settings tab and click on add a promo code. Okay, you'll see it. Enter the promo code LO Lions. That's Locked On Lions, LO Lions. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app. Enter the promo code LO Lions today. Trust me. They do a great job with tickets. All right, I promised you some of these Facebook comments, and for a lot of you folks that were commenting yesterday, still shaking your head as what is going on with the decision-making with this football team. I don't think any of you feel like this is a Super Bowl contender by any stretch of the imagination, but yesterday's 20-13 loss in Houston is, again, a lot of it is magnified by just poor decision-making by the coach. All right, you're in that football game. You're down seven. He's got a trending upward defense that didn't play terrible yesterday. And that onside kick made no sense. It looked disorganized from the beginning. Right? It just did not make a lot of sense at all. As far as some of the comments on Facebook... where do I start? Paul Savage, hashtag Clownwell. Okay. Derek Walzak says, Caldwell is the worst coach. The way he did things today makes my head want to explode. Hashtag fire Caldwell. Rick Birch, two words, Jim Caldwell. Derek Reed, this ranks right up there with Schwartz throwing that flag with no timeouts. Now, Jim Schwartz threw the challenge flag against the Texans on Thanksgiving before the play was over. And so he got, they got a 15-yard penalty. Remember that? You're not allowed to throw the challenge flag until a play is complete, and it's got to be something that's reviewable. Derek Reed, Caldwell is terrible and shouldn't be coaching any NFL team. Ken Crack, Jim Bob Cooter for coach, Jim Caldwell for president. It just, the list goes on and on. Any chance that fans get to hop on Jim Caldwell, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. And a very angry group. It's been a roller coaster ride this season. 1-0 going into Indy and winning. Woo-wee, look at Stafford and this offense. Maybe we should pay attention. Then a 3-game losing streak to get to 1-3. Then a 3-game winning streak to get to 4-3. And now, you know, and the I think I'm back on board game when the Lions knocked off the Washington Redskins. Now we followed up yesterday, not with a game that the Lions played all that well, and not to say that Jim Caldwell's all to blame for yesterday. All right, the defense doesn't make enough plays. The offense was not good. The play calling by Jim Bob Cooter wasn't good either yesterday. Right? Not good either. But not throwing the challenge flag in the Hopkins catch and fumble or incompletion and the boneheaded onside kick, which resulted in basically the defense walking on the field with their tail between their legs and the Texans easily chunking some yards and sticking it where the sun don't shine and ending the game is inexcusable. Inexcusable. All right, as far as my topic from before that I promised you guys, 1 week we're a playoff team, 1 week we need to fire the coach. All right, in the NFL right now, there are 32 teams. 32 teams. There are way too many mediocre teams. There's New England, right, 7-1. There's Oakland and Denver, 6-2. Those look like pretty good outfits. Dallas, saw them last night at 6-1, pretty darn good. Minnesota, the class of the NFC North at 5-1, yet I'm not so sure. I'm still sold on their offense. And then there's everybody else. Don't tell me about Seattle. Don't tell me about Atlanta. Yeah, the Falcons got a nice win over Green Bay yesterday, but these teams all you can all throw into a hat. But there's way too many teams that 1 week we're sitting here talking about, oh, this might be a playoff team. And the next week you say, fire the coach. You'd figure there'd be about 5 or 6 out of 32 that feel that way. No. The NFL is struggling right now because there's 12 of these teams. 12. Don't believe me? The Rams, 1 week they're great, 1 week fire Jeff Fisher. Tampa Bay, 1 week they're great, 1 week Dirk Cutter needs to go. Washington, 1 week they're great, 1 week Jay Gruden's not the guy. San Diego, oh, that goes on every other week with Mike McCoy. Indy, Chuck Pagano, Chuck Strong, fire him. Then the Colts and Andrew Luck get a win. Guys love playing for Pagano. Jacksonville, same thing. Gus Bradley's got to go. Oh, wait a minute. Bortles and them look good every other week. Tennessee, same thing with Malarkey. Houston with Bill O'Brien, my gosh, they're the poster child for it. Right? Now it's, oh, Bill O'Brien's got them at 5-3. Not bad. Yeah, except they played 5 of their 8 games at home. Anybody watch him against Denver last week when everybody said O'Brien might need to go? Cincy, well, that's every year. The Jets, Todd Bowles, halftime yesterday, gave some impassioned speech, I guess, to his team. But I was reading Jet fans on Twitter yesterday calling for his head. Now all of a sudden it's, 3-5, we might make the playoffs if we get hot. Buffalo, oh, Rex Ryan's a genius. The Bills are on a great run, they're 4-2. Last 2 weeks. Fire Rex Ryan in Buffalo. And the Lions are the same way. They're the exact same way. That's a problem, folks. That's a problem. It's a big problem. Can't have a league like that. That's so watered down. But the good news for the Lions is, how many NFC teams did I mention? Rams, Tampa, Washington, that's 3. Most of them are in the AFC, the ones that I named. But those are 3 in the NFC that the Lions are fighting with for a playoff spot. I guess you could include the Giants in there. The only reason why I don't think the Giants are going to fire Ben McAdoo is because he's in his first season. But they're the same type of team. Same type of team. And they're 4-3. They're only a half game ahead of the Lions. So 12 teams in that predicament to me is an issue with the league in a big way. But good news for the Lions is they have an opportunity to make a run. starting this Sunday in Minnesota. If they could somehow scratch and claw their way to a win against the Vikings, I'm not so sure I see it. But at 4-5, there's no way they're dead. Dallas is going to win the NFC East. Minnesota is probably going to win the North. Atlanta will win the South. Seattle will win the West. That leaves two slots open for so many teams. Rams, Cardinals, Saints, Bucks, Lions, Packers, Giants, Eagles. Good news, Redskins. Lions beat the Eagles. Lions beat the Redskins. They'll play the Giants later in the season. Crazy to think that way. But it is parity-riddled mediocrity at its finest. All right, we've told you before about C.J. Mahoney's in Rochester Hills, Brandon Shea. How about what Brandon and his buddy Brian Taylor are doing at C.J. Pub now in Shelby Township? Yes, my boys have opened up a sports bar in Shelby, and it is off the charts. 45537 Mound Road, right there on Mound, just north of M59. At C.J. Pub, it's specials galore. Want to go watch Monday Night Football somewhere? All right, first of all, they do tons of prizes and fun during Monday Night Football. But tonight, 5 o'clock to close, $6 domestic pitchers and 50-cent wings. Oh my gosh, load up on wings and beer, watch the game, and have a great time at CJ Pub, located right there in Shelby Township. Their specials are off the charts, all right? They've got happy hour Monday through Friday. Get there early today or wherever, whenever. Their happy hour goes till 7. That means dollar off drinks. Late night happy hour, Sunday through Thursday, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., half off all appetizers. At CJ Pub, it's about great service. It's about great people. That's one thing I love about Brandon. All right, I've been friends with Brandon for a while now. And what he really does is he gets you a great staff, great management. If there's any issues, manager always comes over to ask how everything is. All right. Great customer service, good manners, and that's what you want, right? Something you don't like to eat, food's not good, maybe you want to make a different selection. Just speak up. Someone will come over, they'll apologize to you, they'll get you something better. All right, they'll let you know what the specials are. The drink specials are great. The food is great. The hot Italian sandwich is my favorite. CJ Pub, the best and hottest new spot in Shelby Township, right there on Mound Road and M59, 45537 Mound. It's CJ Pub. All right, that'll wrap it up. Another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Fired up for this week. We'll definitely go to Minnesota, preview the Vikings. We'll get a guest in here probably tomorrow and discuss a little bit more in depth. I don't want to spend every day talking about Caldwell, but it's a hot topic for sure with the Lions and where they go here now at 4-4. Heading to Minnesota, we'll see what the Vikings look like tonight in Chicago against the Bears. So, Monday's edition, Locked On Lions, brought to you by SeatGeek and by CJ Pub. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.